Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, May 26th, 2023. US equity futures are indicating a mixed but broadly flat open, with S&P futures unchanged as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. This follows mixed Asian trade overnight, while European equity markets are firmer in early trade. Bonds are mixed, with US 10-year yields 2 basis points lower at 3.79%. The dollar is weaker across the board, oil is higher, gold is up, industrial metals are gaining. Multiple reports note that White House and Republican negotiators are closing in on a deal that will raise the debt ceiling for 2 years. House Speaker McCarthy said that there is still no deal on the debt ceiling, but vowed that negotiators will work through the long weekend as gaps between the two sides have grown shorter. The deal would put a cap on most discretionary spending for 2 years, but spending on defense will be allowed to rise 3% next year. Non-defense discretionary spending would fall slightly or remain roughly flat from this year's level, and the caps would be lifted in 2025, with discretionary spending growing by 1%. Markets are now less nervous about the prospect of a default, with T-bills maturing in early June yielding less than 6% on Thursday versus more than 7% the previous day. On the data front, the early macro focus in Europe is on firmer-than-expected UK retail sales data, although it is unlikely to have much bearing on Bank of England policy, with the outsized focus on underlying inflationary pressure. Consumer confidence data from France is unchanged from the prior month, while Italy business confidence missed. In Asia overnight, Tokyo May core and headline inflation slowed by more than forecast, while a slowing China economy is prompting strategists to lower their year-end GDP growth targets and bring forward expectations of the next reserve requirement ratio cut. Due up on today's US economic calendar, durable goods orders, core PCE, personal spending, personal income, wholesale inventories, and Michigan consumer sentiment. In corporate news, Paramount Global shares were up more than 2% in after-hours trading yesterday, after the company's controlling shareholder, National Amusements, secured a $125 million investment. In other notable movers in after-hours trading yesterday, Marvel Technology shares gained more than 15% after the company beat analyst expectations for the first quarter. The company also said that revenue growth would accelerate in the second half of the year. And Workday shares were up more than 8% after the company reported first quarter earnings which beat analyst estimates, while the company also appointed a new CFO. Asian equities ended mixed on Friday, as markets continued to focus on Nvidia's bullish outlook, with related chip stocks again pulling Japan, Taiwan, and Korea higher. Mainland China stocks reversed another down session in the morning on market talk of a 5 trillion yuan state debt issuance for use in emergencies, but nothing firm materialized as the afternoon wore on. In regional news, Bank of Japan Governor Ueda said in an interview that the central bank is not targeting a specific level of wage growth as a precondition for adjusting policy. U.S. Commerce Secretary Gina Raimondo met with China's Commerce Minister Wang Wentao, where the two reportedly had candid and substantive discussions. And Taiwan first quarter GDP contracted, but full year growth of 2.4% is still expected. European equity markets are firmer in early trade. In European news, Dutch central bank chief Knot, a known hawk, said that the European Central Bank needs 50 basis points of further tightening, while any expectations of rate cuts in 2024 are optimistic. He said that the ECB's inflation outlook is already conditional on hikes in June and July. And UK Chancellor Hunt has backed the Bank of England to take a more aggressive approach to meet its 2% inflation target, even if it means engineering a recession. Thank you for joining us for FactSet's Morning Summary. If you enjoyed this podcast, please share it with colleagues and friends. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.